Hi, today we're going to consider Abraham Lincoln and the early Republican Party and the effect that they had on the American West. When we consider Abraham Lincoln's legacy and the legacy of the early Republicans, we're rightly drawn to the abolition of slavery and the winning of the Civil War. Just one of these achievements would be enough to propel Abraham Lincoln into the historical A-list. And it's no wonder that Lincoln and the Civil War have been examined to the finest degree by so many historians. But this was not the only thing that was happening in America at that time. It was a time of huge immigration, which presented many social, political and economic challenges and opportunities. It was a time before superpower, but a time when America arrived fully on the world stage. But this is also the time of the American West. A time of the United States spreading across the continent, taming its vast landscapes, and ultimately defeating the continent's native peoples. I became interested in, as a teacher of the American West and interested in Lincoln, I was surprised that the two topics were very rarely spoken of together. After all, there are apparent links. Lincoln was a Westerner. His early life was akin to an homesteader's existence. He had knowledge of the power of railways, having famously been a rail splitter for a brief time. He helped to build the thing that would be most effective in taming the West. Also, Lincoln had many of the qualities we associate with the West. The self-made man, rugged in appearance and speech, who did good on his own merits. Dig a little past the myth of Lincoln, and we see a young congressman courting political disaster with unpopular views on American expansionism through the Mexican-American War. Dig a little deeper still, and we see an early Lincoln with experience of serving in a local militia during the Black Hawk War. And even further back, we see Lincoln make his first public political remarks as he ran for a seat in the Illinois State Assembly. In Sangamon, Illinois, on March 9, 1832, Lincoln's inaugural political statement was published in a local newspaper. In this, we see the trademark Lincoln, self-effaced and sense of humour, with noble but roughly hewn words. Also, we can see the seed of his party's later policies. He said that he wanted for Sangamon some more easy means of communication than we now possess, for the purpose of facilitating the task of exporting the surplus products of its fertile soil and importing necessary articles from abroad or indispensably necessary. No other improvement that reason will justify us in hoping for can equal in utility the railroad. It is a never-failing source of communication between places of business remotely situated from each other. In this short passage, we see the future of the Republican Party's view on the West. Agriculture would be the centre of American life, supported by a modern infrastructure that could feed the country and could import technology towards agricultural areas. And those areas would then become a prime market for American industry. Born out of the ashes of the Whig Party and abolitionist Democrats, this would be a major political plank of the Republican Party. Indeed, there was more agreement within the party about the West than there was on the issue of slavery. So, could Lincoln have had a bigger influence on the West than I had previously thought? Would Lincoln's vision for the West reveal more of his beliefs about America and about slavery? Of course, it was not just Lincoln that shaped these policies. The ideology was not particularly new. It was a Whig promise at a time when the Whig Party still had a commanding position in American politics. However, it only began to be implemented under the Republican administration of Lincoln and others in the 1860s. William H. Seward, who would serve as Lincoln's Secretary of State, also held the view that a sort of imperial progress would be made through homesteading, fueled by immigration, and supported by transport. Within this was the call for a railway system, reaching all the way into the West and reaching California. There was consensus with a number of key Republicans that the country's well-being lay in the West and with agriculture. Eric Foner, in his great book, Free Soil, Free Labour, Free Men, states that in the eyes of many Republicans, The development of the West held the key to America's future. Foner quotes Frank Blair, saying that the wealth and power of the country would be in the centre. And of course, at this time, it was the spread of slavery into the West, which would be the breaking point in North-South relations. Republicans believe not only should the West be free of slavery, but the West should also follow its doctrine of free soil, free labour, and free men. So here, we'll look at four important pieces of legislation that solidified Republican theory and campaign promise, and analyse the importance it had on the West and the growing America.